Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them. Then he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and then exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words blessed and cursed seem to pop up quite often in the Old Testament, and they do again this morning from our reading in Jeremiah. Now, to start with, the days that we are living in are very unique, to say the least. Lots of changes in our political system in our country in just the last 4 weeks is astounding. The economy, although changing, is still quite uncertain to many people. Threats of war from terrorist nations still sort of loom over us. And anxiety over health and safety seems to be everyone's issue today. And all of these things can magnify personal issues that we all carry with us that make them seem far worse in our lives. And when all of these challenges arise around us, where do we turn? Where do we go to get through them? Who can you trust to help to get through these difficult times in which we are living? Yourself? Others? Or is it the Lord that you turn to for help in the time of trouble? Well, there really are only two options here: trust in human abilities or trust in the Lord. And the difference is either a blessing or a curse. So, with only two ways to deal with this, trusting in man or trusting in the Lord. And the Lord says to his people through the prophet Jeremiah, "You are cursed if you don't trust in the Lord, if you only trust in humanity and in human strength, and if you turn away from the Lord. Rather, blessed are you when you trust in the Lord and commit your life to him." The one who trusts in the Lord and commits his life to him is like a strong green tree that grows and prospers and bears fruit because it has deep roots in living water. It doesn't worry, nor is it afraid when there is no rain. It can weather anything because it has a never-failing, ever-flowing stream of life to support it and to see it through these difficult days. So in whom do you trust? In yourself? You wouldn't be alone if that's what you said, that you trust in yourself first and foremost to get yourself through difficult times in this day and age. So many people, when you ask them, will say, "Well, I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, people actually like me, I have money, I have friends, I've got networks, I think I'm going to be just fine." But what part of this have you forgotten? What's left out of the equation? If these are the things you trust in, God says, cursed are you. For one thing, they will fail you. They won't last forever. They will die with you, and then what? Will they help you in this, in the life to come? Absolutely not. Remember, Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God. Not as a last resort, but as a first. Cursed are you. Not only will they fail, but you have not turned to the Lord who made heaven and earth. And turning away from God means that you have despised and neglected the Lord. We have sought help only in ourselves. Will that be enough for you on the last day? When we stand before the Lord, who will be our help? Ourselves? Remember, the Lord said, cursed is the man who trusts in man. In contrast, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, for the Lord only is able to prosper and protect you. He is the one who will give you full life now and in eternity. Not only will all others disappoint and fail you, but turning to others is really turning from the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is like being planted by an ever-flowing river of water. Imagine a palm tree next to the Nile River in Egypt. It doesn't matter if there's no rain. There's always water flowing. But go a mile or so to either side of that river and there's no vegetation at all because there's no water. So where would you want to be planted? Where would you plant your crops? By the river or in the desert? So it is with trust in the Lord. Where would you want to plant yourself? In other words, in whom do you trust? The Lord, you say? But do we? You might say, well, not at first, but, you know, if all else fails, I've got the Lord to fall back on. Well, you wouldn't like to be anybody's second or third or perhaps last choice, would you? How do you think that attitude reflects on our trust in the Lord? God rightly judges those who trust in themselves and is right to condemn them. You see, we deserve what we get when we do this. We deserve to be parched and wither and die because we have not trusted in God who says, come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you life. We have failed to trust in the Lord. We have failed to seek him first. But there is one who did all these things well, who trusted in the Lord with all his heart, his soul, and his mind. And that's our Lord Jesus. He trusted his heavenly Father with all of his life. And in the temptation in the wilderness, Jesus trusted the word of the Lord to take care of him and his life. And when he died on the cross, parched and thirsty, not because of any sin in him, but rather for us and for our salvation, Jesus, even then, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus suffered on the cross all of the curses that we deserve, and in their place gives us the blessings that we have not earned. He poured out his life that we may have life from him, from his body and his blood. And when he rose from the dead, he breathed into the Holy Spirit, into his disciples, empowering them to preach the good news of forgiveness of sins. So let us then repent of our sin of not trusting in the Lord and trusting in ourselves. Believe the wonderful good news that your sins of mistrust and lack of trust and trust in ourselves is forgiven. It was paid for on the cross of Jesus. Know that life, true life, life never failing, comes from God. Stay connected to him in your life and your salvation, and you will prosper, and your life will grow for his purpose. He will lead you to streams of living water and green pastures inside the house of the Lord forever. Blessed is the man, Jesus, who trusted in the Lord. Blessed are you who trust in our Lord Jesus. Amen.